Second Sight by Amanda Quick. Another one for Frank. I knew you were the right one at first sight. All my love, always. Prologue. Late in the reign of Queen Victoria, the skeleton lay on an elaborately carved and gilded bed in the center of the ancient laboratory that had become the alchemist's tomb. The 200-year-old bones were still draped in tattered robes, but had been fashioned of what had surely been the most costly silks and velvets. Gloves and slippers, embroidered with gold and silver thread, shrouded the bones of the hands and feet, giving an eerie appearance of flesh and blood. "His tailor must have loved him," Gabriel Jones said.
"Just because the client is an alchemist, it doesn't follow that he cannot possess a keen sense of fashion,"
Caleb Jones remarked. Gabriel glanced at his cousin's clothes, and then surveyed his own attire. The trousers and linen shirts they wore were covered in dust and grime, but the garments as well as their boots were handmade and fit to perfection.
"A family trait, it seems," Gabriel said. "Makes for a nice addition to the Jones legend," Caleb agreed.
Gabriel moved closer to the bed and raised the lantern higher. In the flaring light, he could make out the cryptic alchemical symbols for mercury, silver, and gold that decorated the wide hem of the skeleton's robes. Similar designs were carved into the wooden headboard. A heavy strongbox sat on the floor next to the bed. 2 centuries of rust encrusted the sides of the box, but the lid was covered with a thin sheet of